Welcome back to the State of the Line podcast. I'm Christine Pike, and today I'm joined by Tim Tucker, Executive Director of Legislative and Government Affairs. Tim, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Christine. Happy to be here. I've always wanted to be a podcaster.
Is this your first podcast?
It is. I'm excited. Absolutely.
Excellent. So Tim and his team have authored NCCI's 2025 Legislative and Regulatory Trends Report. It is one of our most widely read reports, and this year's edition is especially timely. The legislative and regulatory landscape continues to evolve. It's top of mind for workers' comp professionals, and that is why we have our expert here. So let's dive in, Tim, about what's shaping the conversation in 2025, and also why it's so important.
Yeah, Christine, I think that's a great way to characterize it, you know, the big picture, because, you know, the way that we analyze over 1,000 bills a year and proposed regulations, I consider it a big funnel. So we have all these bills that come in, and what comes out at the end of the year is about 10% of the 950 pieces of legislation that we're currently monitoring, as well as the 150 proposed regulations. I mean, this year's report highlights some major themes like mental injuries, marijuana reimbursement, employee classification, and even single-payer health insurance. I mean, as to why it's important, you really hit the nail on the head when you said, you know, the legislative and regulatory landscape is evolving, which it really truly is. These changes could have implications for workers' compensation stakeholders. We're actively monitoring what's happening at the state and the federal level, for that matter. You know, and what we like to say is every state has its own story. So we keep the industry up to date on the timely and relevant trends and issues that could impact them.
We absolutely say every state has its own story, and that is for sure. And for our listeners who haven't read this report in previous years, there is so much information in it. We're going to get into some of the topics that Tim mentioned, but really it's just scratching the surface. So please head over to the show notes, take a look for yourself. And Tim, I've completed my shameless plug of the podcast so we can move on. Let's talk about some of the key issues, starting with mental injuries. Mental injury legislation continues to be a major focus for our state legislators. What are we seeing this year?
First, let's set the stage for what we're talking about here, because mental health injuries is truly a complex issue. Most mental health injury legislation still centers on our first responders, specifically considering presumptions of compensability for PTSD. We're seeing that states like Illinois, New York, and Texas have focused on this issue. Other states like Nevada and Tennessee already have those presumptions in place, but have enacted laws this year that are expanding those coverages. We're also seeing efforts to include educators, healthcare workers, and even coroners in some states under this framework.
So it sounds like the definition of who qualifies for mental injury compensability, it's a topic that legislatures are addressing.
Yeah, but it's not just who qualifies that legislatures are looking at. You know, some states are looking at the definitions and revisiting how those mental injuries are indeed defined, which could have a long-term implication for coverage and claims within the workers' compensation system.
Say a little more about that. What is an example of where this has been looked at or changed?
Sure. Kentucky considered legislation this year that would have expanded the definition of injury to include psychological, psychiatric, or stress-related changes that is not a direct result of a physical injury. Also, Connecticut considered legislation to expand coverage to include actually witnessing an injury that didn't result necessarily in the death or loss of a vital body part or function as a qualifying event for post-traumatic stress in certain first responders.
Let's move to another area that's evolving, and that's cancer-related workers' compensation legislation. What's happening there?
Well, firefighters, you know, remain the primary focus of policymakers. States like California and Utah and Virginia are expanding presumptions of compensability for specific cancers, presuming they were contracted in the course and scope of employment and are compensable under workers' compensation. I mean, some bills mandate cancer screenings, These efforts reflect a growing concern over occupational exposures and, importantly, the long-term health risks of those exposures.
It sounds like we're seeing ongoing consideration being given to coverage and prevention.
Yeah, it really is, you know, part of a broader trend towards recognizing the unique risks faced by certain professions.
Speaking of certain professions, we know that worker classification is another hot topic. What's the latest on independent contractors and employee classification?
It really is a perennial issue. Some states currently are looking at whether there's a need for refining the definition of employee as well as the definition of independent contractor. As you know, Christine, this is really an area our stakeholders continue to watch quite closely. As you know, generally, if you're considered an employee, you have to be covered under workers' compensation, whereas independent contractors do not. Texas and Arkansas, for example, enacted laws to define who is and who is not an employee, while California is considering exemptions from their independent contractor framework for certain occupations. Employee classifications, particularly those like delivery drivers, continue to be in the spotlight, with some states exploring portable benefits and registration systems.
For sure, Tim, this is really an area where our stakeholders are continuing to watch, and it could be impactful for workers' comp. It's a complex issue, right? And with real implications for coverage and claims. So very glad that your team is keeping up to date with all of this.
Oh, absolutely. It's top of mind for many of our stakeholders.
Let's get into single-payer health insurance. That's another hot topic, and I know your team has been tracking that for years. How does that intersect, if you will, with workers' compensation?
Yeah, you know, the concept of a single-payer health insurance system has been discussed at both the federal and state levels for decades. To date, no state has fully implemented, you know, such a framework. However, several jurisdictions are studying the issue. Some bills over the years include provisions to integrate or preserve workers' compensation medical benefits in some form or fashion. While no state has fully implemented a system yet, the inclusion of workers' compensation in these discussions show that it can be interconnected.
It's definitely something to watch, especially as healthcare reform continues to evolve. Let's talk about marijuana, both legalization and reimbursement. What does that landscape look like?
Yeah, well, consideration of the frameworks for recreational and medical marijuana legislation continues at a pretty good clip. States like New Hampshire and Pennsylvania have been active in this area this year. Additionally, the issue of reimbursement of marijuana is a hot button issue. Some states explicitly exclude it from being reimbursed. Some states permit it but don't require it, while others like New York and Massachusetts are considering mandates for coverage under workers' compensation. So as you can see, policymakers really are looking at this closely and have not coalesced around one approach.
So that's something that I've been wondering about. Legalization doesn't always mean coverage for marijuana as a workers' compensation medical treatment. That's an important distinction. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. You know, there's really two things at work here. One is to legalize its use, whether for medical or recreational purposes, but the other is whether legal marijuana should be a treatment in the workers' compensation system. And we've seen not just state legislatures grapple with this issue, but also the courts are weighing in as well.
In a similar vein, we've heard about psychedelics, and those are emerging. So why is that relevant to our industry?
Yeah, well, not directly tied to workers' compensation. States like Colorado and New Mexico have legalized psilocybin for medical use. Others are studying its therapeutic potential. NCCI monitors these trends for future implications, especially as a mental health treatment. So as you can see that as the awareness of mental health becomes more central to the workers' compensation system, policymakers are looking at what treatments out there could be helpful to those who are afflicted with those type of injuries.
It really is fascinating to see how quickly the space is developing. And once again, I'm glad your team is looking at this. Before we wrap up, what are other emerging issues that we're keeping an eye on?
Yeah, there's a few out there, Christine. We're seeing movement on alternative insurance models, AI in insurance, which seems to be pretty much everywhere these days, heat-related injuries, and emerging workplace violence. For example, California is considering presumptions for heat-related injuries in agricultural workers, and New York passed legislation addressing PTSD related to workplace stress. These topics may not dominate the headlines yet, but like we see, it starts with a slow roll, and this is gaining momentum.
For sure. And I need to do one more shameless plug. You mentioned heat-related injuries. We do have an article on ncci.com that talks about adverse weather, and we will link that in the show notes. So Tim, this has been incredibly informative. I know you are super busy, and we really appreciate your time. For our listeners, the full 2025 Legislative and Regulatory Trends Report is linked in the show notes, along with the Adverse Weather Report. And if you have questions for Tim and his team, please send them to insights@ncci.com, and we'll be happy to get back to you. Tim, thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you, Christine. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in to the State of the Line podcast. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is the copyrighted material of the National Council on Compensation Insurance, 2025. All rights reserved.